stage door.
All right, we are talking about local independent theatre today on The Ticket. We'd like your involvement as ever. In the studio with us this afternoon, we have Jonathan Siklos, who is an actor from Dubai Drama Group.
Pleasure to be here.
Also fluent in Arabic, don't you know?
A little.
Yeah, would you like the interview to be conducted in Arabic?
Yes, shall we?
Yes, shall we?
Tafaddal.
It'd be very quiet, apart from Jonathan.
Very one-sided.
Yeah. Also joining us for the first time ever today, Wesley Newfarmer. From San Francisco. Hello, Wesley.
Hi there. Thanks for having
me. How are you doing?
Do you live in Dubai now, Wesley?
I've been in Dubai for about 2.5 years now.
Ah, why are we only meeting you for the first time? It's like Jonathan already brought you along today. Like he's been keeping you all to himself.
He has been. That's exactly what's been going on. No, I took about a year and a half, 2 year break from theatre. This is the first time I'm really getting involved now in Dubai.
So was it a big part of your life back in San Francisco?
Yes, I studied in school and I was working in theatre as a stage manager and producer for about 10 or 15 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, we've gotten some great talent.
Certainly do.
Wow, I really built it up really tall. Never mind. I'm very new to the whole scene.
And we're going to put a question out there today for ticketers. Would we like to see theatre in hotels in Dubai? I mean, when we travel, have a think about, have you ever been on a cruise?
I have never. Nope.
Yeah. You haven't? That's because you're too young. Mark made me go on a cruise once with him.
Yeah, loads of cruises.
Separate rooms. And there was theatre all the time on the cruise.
Yeah,
and I
afternoon,
went to
night, all the time, before breakfast.
Singing and dancing or like really dramatic
Yeah,
theater.
There was kind of Broadway style shows mainly, weren't they?
Mm. Yeah. And it was great. It was especially good to watch when the seas were a bit rocky. I know, that's really awful.
Well, when they're trying to dance and you're chopping around.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Watching acrobatics, especially when that's happening, is quite fun.
Wow.
But it got me thinking, why don't we see it in hotels in Dubai, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I first got here in the 80s, the Intercontinental Hotel, the other side of the creek, did have Derek Nimmo. You remember Derek Nimmo?
No.
Yeah, he was a comedian from the UK and did a lot of television. He brought quite a few dinner theatres out here, and it was a trend at the time. There was quite a lot of it, and then it seemed to fall away a little bit.
So it was like cabaret. It would happen during dinner?
Well, there'd probably be dinner first, and then there would be a show. It wasn't so much cabaret. It was more an actual production.
I think it's a great idea.
I think so too. I think the more, especially in a place like Dubai, the more theatre you can get anywhere, the better.
Did you see what Rove just done with the Courtyard Playhouse?
Go on.
So they've just teamed up together. I love Rove as a hotel brand. They call themselves 3-star. It's the nicest 3-star hotel I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they're popping up in areas of town where you wouldn't necessarily expect, like Satwa, just in between downtown and DIFC, like on that corner there, mm-hmm. Financial Centre Road, there's one there. And there's a few more planned over the next couple of years. Mm. But they've teamed up to do an improv night, which will happen on the third Thursday of each month, which is brilliant news.
I think improv will lend itself pretty well for that. I mean, one of the reasons I'm a little bit apprehensive or a little bit sniffy about theatre in hotels is that unlike music and on cruises, unlike music, you can kind of dip into and out of the music, whereas you can't really just come for the sort of middle half hour of a play, whereas I think you probably can for improv.
I remember going on holiday though, and there would always be entertainment on every night, and it would tell you in the lift what time it started, and you would be there when it started
and
if you
wanted
to get involved.
Yeah, this is exactly what you would need to do, is set it up as a specific activity that people could come in, have it as a cabaret room, close it off when it's going, and then have people leave when it's over.
What about performing in front of people that are having dinner? You know, is that...
I grew up in a place where we always made fun of what dinner theater was, and that was sort of right underneath having your own podcast. Everybody is a huge thing now, and so I still roll my eyes every time I hear dinner theater. But actually, as someone who's gone to see dinner theater, I think it's great. You're there, your meal is locked in there for you, the play is locked in there for you. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, it doesn't work with every piece though.
Not
I mean,
at all.
You know,
absolutely.
A sort of really subtle, moody piece of theater with silences and atmosphere. If there's clinking of cutlery when you're trying to do a dramatic pause, it's not going to be great.
No. And this is why it's not viewed as particularly respectable in a lot of the world.
Yeah. However, but what if you did the food in between? Because I think it'd be brilliant to have a portion of the play where you then have a slight break and then you have dinner and you get a chance to talk about what just happened with people. Mm. What do you think is going to happen next? I think that's a really interesting
thing. A lot of people do that with murder mysteries, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a murder mystery recently, but it wasn't very good.
It lends itself to a particular form, doesn't it? I mean, I don't think you could have a full length play in between the courses of a meal. But if there's something particular,
how long's the full length play?
Two and a half hours, yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah. You include intermission, definitely 2.5 hours.
Okay, without the intermission, 2 hours.
90 minutes, 2 hours. Yeah,
I think that's a good night out. How long does it take you to eat a course?
4 minutes.
Yeah. So I think it could work. I really do think it could work. You could revolutionize it and like podcasts, bring it back, make it trendy again. I think it's good. So get involved in the conversation today. Starting on the 17th of August, Courtyard Playhouse are going to run 10 shows across 4 hotels in the city. Rove Downtown, Rove City Centre, which I believe is over in Deira. The recently opened Rove Trade Centre as well, which is more Satwa end of town. And it's going to be absolutely free to get in. So the people that are staying there are completely winning, aren't they? They turn up.
Can't go wrong.
Here's your free entertainment. You don't even have to leave the hotel.
Yeah. Is it open to just guests or can anyone come?
Anyone can come.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great news. Really, really good. But why aren't we doing more of it?
Well, I mean, would you like to see theatre brought to the people more than, you know, them having to go to a theatre, you know, that almost pop-up style?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I'd love to see more opportunities to do it in public spaces. And there are a number of excellent public spaces in Dubai. So, yeah, that all part of the same thing.
And the whole scene is smaller here, though. There is that thirst, that drive to do every kind of theatre here. You get very creative people coming here. But I think because so many people come to Dubai for work or for any kind of financial situation, there's not actually... We talk all the time about how there isn't actually that culture yet, that fundamental built into Dubai. And you can tell that so many people want to participate. So many people want different kinds of theater. I think we're really on the cusp of something fantastic.
Also, I can imagine when I went on holiday with my parents as a kid, they would have been mad if there wasn't entertainment at least every other night in the hotel, because they'd be like, well, what are we going to do? A lot of people don't, when they travel, think outside the box and look for things to do when they're in a city that they're coming to. They will just stay in their resort the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So why not give them something to do?
Absolutely.
Let us know your thoughts on this. Get involved in the conversation. 4001, or you can use that free ARN app.
Stage Door.
Now, this is the time of the week where we drag in everyone who is involved in local independent theatre.
Yep, we do.
Or everyone who will say yes when we ask them. And we talk about the things that matter to you when it comes to local theatre. Do you want to see it in hotels in Dubai? I know a lot of people go on cruises or they will visit five-star hotels elsewhere that will have entertainment on.
Yeah.
Would it be a good idea to get the guys who do drama and do theatre in Dubai to do it in hotels?
Susan has texted in saying Dubai Drama Group did some great dinner theatre at the country club. Those were the days.
Jonathan, before your time?
Yes.
Okay, join in the studio with us today. We've got Jonathan Siklos, who is an actor at Dubai Drama Group, and Wesley Newfarmer, who is previously, you were a director in San Francisco.
Stage manager mostly, but and producer and director, yeah.
And what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm now directing a production of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged and revised, which is three women who try valiantly to put on all 37 Shakespeare shows in 90 minutes. So it's full of physicality, full of improv, has some audience participation. And that's going to go up at the Junction with H72 early August, early October, October 5th through 7th.
We're going to talk a bit more about that as well.
I hope so.
And also, we've got Sanjeev Dixit in the studio with us. Sanjeev, you are working on Amazing Dubai?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Just tell us what Amazing Dubai is for anyone who hasn't heard about it yet. I know we were talking about it the other day, but there will be some people who don't know.
Well, Amazing Dubai is going to be a musical about Dubai that's going to take place at the Madina Theatre in Souq Madina. It will, unlike other shows that we've run before with John and Junctions, it's going to be a longer run. We're going to run till December for sure. And we're really excited about building the first sort of musical that's going to run every day. Like you guys were talking about hotels and cruises. We're hoping more and more tourists will come to it because they'll know it's running every day for the next... you know, season.
Yeah, now you had your first weekend of auditions, of course, last Friday and Saturday. I mean, you know, what was your reaction to that? And I mean, at the end of that weekend, what did you take away from it?
I was just stunned because the kind of talent that's out there. I mean, we've been part of the community theatre here for years, all of us really. And we've seen a lot of talent. But when you talk about musical, you're talking about singing and dancing and being able to sort of do all that together.
We can't all do that, can we?
No. we pretend to, I think, a lot of times. But there are actually a lot of people who are not just keen, but talented. And so it's going to be a tough call, really.
I mean, I was sat there watching some of the people go up there. And I mean, you're putting them through the paces. They might set off with, you know, a very kind of operatic type song. You'd let them go for a few minutes and then say, right, stop there. Do something up tempo for me. Do this style, do that style. You know, and this is the first audition. I mean, you really put them through it.
That's right. I had to, in a way, because the show that we are doing isn't focused on one particular music style. It's kind of across periods because it's kind of telling a story of Dubai over 150 years. So we're looking at very different musical styles throughout, from very folk music to Broadway operatic as well in the middle, and a lot of rock and a lot of 70s, 60s style. So I really wanted to see that people had that kind of range to be able to really come out and do what's required for the show. So, you know, people might be comfortable taking the highs really well, but others might struggle on the lows. So I just wanted to put them through their paces for that.
Plus acting, of course. And I caught up with a young lady who went up there on the stage, very brave, did a monologue, you know, and it's not easy. You've got this guy sat on the front row holding a recorder. And of course, the guy's looking like Simon Cowell in the audience there, just kind of, you know, arms folded. Entertain me. And I asked her how she thought she'd done. This was at Tobico.
It went really well, I think. I haven't really done a lot of acting since university, so I was super happy to get the opportunity to sort of remember all the skills that I picked up from growing up, so it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, you picked a piece from... What was the piece you picked as the monologue?
As the monologue, I picked a scene from The Good Wife, which is an American show that is now ended, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And was that one of your favorite shows, or was it...
Yes. You know,
and the scene was about quite a distraught lady who was really hitting rock bottom.
Yeah, she was just basically falling apart, and she was sort of showing how her life had spiraled out of control, and she didn't even notice.
So what would it mean to you if you got a role in Amazing Dubai?
It would be great. I think it's something that I would love to really pursue and love to really have a go at, but I know how competitive it is. I know how great it is. I've seen quite a few of the guys today, and they were fantastic. Yeah. So that would be awesome if I could be considered in that group. I'd be really happy about that.
So what happens next? It's go home, keep your fingers crossed?
Yeah, and hopefully just keep practicing, keep working on the things that I'm not so great at, so that if and when I'm called, I'm ready.
I mean, which is your strongest point, would you say? Is it your acting? Is it your singing? Your dancing? What is it?
I would like to think it's my singing. I'm not a bad dancer. I just, I dance in a different way. That's the thing that I've noticed, because I can't dance to lyrics. I have to dance to music. So it's easier for me if it's choreographed to the music. But no, I think the singing is the strongest.
And where are you from, and how long have you been in Dubai?
I am from the UK. I'm from Cardiff in Wales, but I don't sound Welsh. And I've been in Dubai since 2013. Okay. So it's been a pretty long while now.
Yeah, I'd say that singing is my strongest point as well.
Oh, definitely. Especially any Carpenter songs.
Any Carpenter songs, yeah. Calm down. So, guys, she was just saying there how she took a part from The Good Wife, which is a television show, and did that as her monologue. Is that quite unusual to do that?
It's happening more and more. People are taking from film and TV, and we were just talking about how it's sort of a risky move. But TV also nowadays is so much better than it was even 20 years ago.
Why is it risky? The writing is good.
Because only, I'm sorry, go for it.
I mean, it's risky because the person who is running the audition is very likely to compare you directly with the only other version they know of it. And if it's from something contemporary, they will know it well. And no matter how good your audition is, unless you've totally reinterpreted it, you'll be probably compared poorly to it.
But Sanjeev, I think, you know, I was in there watching the body language, that you were quite impressed with her version of what she picked.
I did. I enjoyed Tobico's audition. All the best, Tobico. I hope you qualify for the second round.
Well, you're the man who's going to decide.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be fair for me to reveal who's going to be chosen. But carry on the point, I think it doesn't matter what the audition is personally for me, because I think if someone sees something that resonates with them, whether they see it on TV, and if they feel they can sort of connect with that emotion and display that emotion in their acting through that. I mean, I'm happy for that.
How long does it take? Can you see straight away when somebody walks on stage if they've got the spark? If, you know, if it's like the fridge door, they're open, they're on, and they've got that X factor. Can you spot it straight away?
Pretty much, but because we were doing three different sort of strengths, I mean, music, dancing, and acting, sometimes someone is stronger than the other, but you can tell which is their strength and where they're trying to push it and sort of maybe hide behind, maybe taking some lows, you know, stuff like that.
That was so funny. It was like a David Gray music video. Everyone was nodding. Yeah, you can see it. You can see
in the first few seconds when they walk in if you want to work with them. But there's a reason that you ask for 1 to 2 minutes of monologue. And it's to see where they choose to take those highs and lows, and what they choose to hide behind and what they're scared of. And that 1 to 2 minutes does make a big difference.
You say you can tell straight away when they walk in the theatre.
Oh, I can.
Is it just the way they look?
And the confidence they have coming in, and whether or not they smile at you, absolutely.
Oh, I don't know. I think I have counter examples of this. Someone has walked in and they've been rather unprepossessing, nervous. You know, they fumbled a handshake. They haven't looked me in the eye. And then the moment they start, it's a complete switch, and they've got a fantastic voice. They've got a body. They use it. And yeah, they can turn it on. They're skillful. They know how to act.
Sanjeev, have you come across that?
Absolutely. You don't want to sort of make up your mind so early because you want to give them an opportunity first to do what they practiced and then call them back and put them to the paces through what you expect from them. And then take both things really.
But what they do outside acting is just as important.
Absolutely.
I mean, if they can't turn up on time, if they can't learn their lines, if they're not responsive, if they don't take direction, and that's all outside the acting, you're not going to want to work with
them. And you can tell in those TV monologues, for example, you can tell if they just love the TV show and are trying to do it versus if they've really worked with the material and really analyzed every line in it.
And the opposite of that are the divas, you know, who are really good, but you know they're going to be tough.
Exactly.
That's Steph.
Mark Lloyd.
I work with her every day.
Oh, look, we're going to have to go to the headlines now. When we come back, find out if you can still audition for Amazing Dubai, though.
Stage Door.
And filling up the seats in the Dubai Eye studio, Jonathan Siklos, who is an actor at Dubai Drama Group, who we drag in every single week.
He's never misses, does he? Eh?
Never misses a single section. Are you not going on holiday anytime soon?
You can rely on me to be here.
Amazing. Yeah. And Wesley Newfarmer, first time in the studio. Yeah. It's great to have you.
It's wonderful
to
be here.
How are you finding it, eh?
Wonderful. You two are so friendly.
We're not like that.
You should see us when we're preparing the show.
Mm-hmm. We don't talk, do we?
No, not at all. We prefer not to see each other until we're, you know, 5 minutes before showtime.
And we definitely don't talk when the lights are off.
No.
No way. Also, Sanjeev Dixit, who's here, who is the director of Amazing Dubai, and he is the man that you need to be very nice to if you would like to have a part in this show. Auditions, are they still happening?
Yes, there's one more day of auditions on the 21st of July, and then the 22nd will be the callbacks.
I have a theory. Let me just put it to you, and I'm going to look you in the eye, and if you blink, it means I'm right. There was someone that you didn't want to be in it, and you knew that we're going on holiday when the summer started, so you waited to do the auditions.
No, in fact.
Oh, you blinked, he blinked.
I answered you. In fact, I was willing to do Skype auditions as well. There were a couple of people who flew in just for the audition, one from Cyprus and one from India.
Wow.
And we actually said, "Don't, it's okay, I'll take it on Skype, you know, it's all right." But no, they wanted to come. So it's been insane, to be honest. Wow.
No one's going to get the part on Skype, though, are they?
Like I said, you can tell if it's worth pursuing. I mean, if it's good enough that, you know what, take the risk, come, let me have a look at you.
So after the 21st, then you're going to do your callbacks.
Yeah,
and,
the
22nd. And then, 22nd, then it's going to be full steam ahead for you guys,
full
isn't
steam.
It?
It already is, kind of. But yeah, from then on, for the actors to select them down, get all the formalities sorted.
Because you're looking for nine?
We're looking for nine actors.
Yeah,
we're
playing different parts.
Different parts, that's right.
And is it all written, and or is it going to be devised as you go along to some extent?
No, it is written.
All the songs, the first
draft is written, at least, let's put it that way.
All right, so, to come along on the 21st, what is it exactly that you're looking for from someone?
Well, I'm looking for a combination of skills, basically, but mostly singing and being able to emote through songs. So yes, a lot of acting that comes in from that. So we're asking people to prepare 2-minute pieces that showcases them in their best light, and then I take it from there, really.
And it can be any style that they like.
Yes, to begin with, yes. And then I would try to see if I can get more of a range from them, especially, but that'll probably be in the callbacks anyway, so yeah.
And where do they need to head to on the 21st if they're interested in having a go?
The Madinat from they need to mail dubaimusical@gmail.com. And then they'll be sent an audition slot, basically. And then they can come into the Madinat on the 21st.
And they have to have all of their sheet music and everything all set? Or do you have something that they can do?
No. It's not that complicated right now. They just need to perform something simple. If they need a company, we try to give them something on the phone. Just basically. It's nothing. Any backing sort of music is on the phone, really. Yeah.
How exciting to think you're going to be watching these nine people for quite a long time.
I know, because this show is, you're looking to run it twice a day, aren't you?
That's right.
For an ongoing period.
Yes, it's going to be it's a full-time gig, and it's going to be every day. That's the whole point. So people can count on coming here and having the show there to look. Rather than, what do we do tonight? And, you know, it's there every day.
Yeah.
So they can plan their schedule around it, for people coming in for conferences, business meetings. People can take their clients for it, stuff like that. Tourists especially as well. So it's at 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. So we're looking at, you know, a show and lunch, or lunch and a show, basically.
It's big news. Jonathan, have you got any news for us on what you're working on?
So we are rehearsing over the summer for a couple of plays that are coming up after the summer. So the first plays of the next season, we're going to be doing Love, Loss and What I Wore, which is a piece of about 20 or 30 vignettes, short plays, performed by 7 women. And in October, we're going to be doing Educating Rita.
I feel like you've done Educating Rita before, but we haven't.
Have we've tried to do it before.
But that was going to be my next question. I mean, we seem to be getting a lot of plays coming back time and time again.
There is that. No, I have to say that we haven't done Educating Rita before. We've tried to do it on two separate occasions, and on both occasions our Rita dropped out. So this is third time lucky.
So we're looking for mainly a really reliable reader.
We have a really reliable Rita.
You sure?
I know she's really reliable. She won't let us down.
That'd be a great name for a play, wouldn't it?
A reliable Rita.
That's what we've got.
Fantastic. So you're rehearsing for both of those. When are they going to be happening?
So Love, Loss and What I Wore is at the Courtyard from the 7th to the 9th of September, and Educating Rita is also going to be at the Courtyard in mid-October over two weekends.
Fantastic stuff. What are you working on, Wesley?
I am directing the production of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged and revised. And that's a show with three women. Lots of women-centric shows this season.
Yep.
And
for good reason. There are more good female actors in Dubai than male actors.
I agree. But also, we talk about wanting to have...
Yes,
really?
There are.
Why is that?
No, even in the auditions, we had far more proportion of women actors who were just fantastic.
The competition is absolutely fierce.
For
female roles from the age of sort of 20 to 40, there are stacks of good female actors out there.
And more than that, they're reliable and good. You know, they're really reliable.
So the guys aren't reliable.
No, I don't. They might have other priorities, possibly. I don't know, but I think just from a sort of empirical view of what's been happening, it's nothing against the gender, so to speak.
But also artistically,
what we've observed.
But also artistically, that there are so many roles written for men for the past millennia that if you want to do something new and interesting, but you really like a certain piece of work, you do think, could we cast this with women? And maybe the pendulum in Dubai right now is swinging a little bit stronger towards women, but let it. Like, have it be, you know, exactly. Mm-hmm. That one of the reasons that I want to do William Shakespeare abridged with women is because women are traditionally not actually taught to be funny and outgoing and physical in this way. And so to see women in this sort of more empowering role is really great.
And actually, this started last year with Junction, actually, with the Queens of Drama, Penny, who's directing, mm-hmm. I think, Educating Rita.
Mm-hmm.
She started with the Junction, the Queens of Drama, which is focused only on women-centric roles. So
and, of course, the Macbeth.
Mm-hmm. Macbeth was with Liz Did, which was
exactly
all women.
All-women cast. Yeah,
which was fantastic.
30 women, incredibly powerful.
And you were just talking about how the play has changed slightly since Jonathan last saw it.
Yes, it was originally written in the late 80s or mid 80s, and in the early aughts or late aughts, it was updated to include cell phones. So instead of reading things off of note cards, now they're reading things off of Wikipedia. They changed the script around because so many people were doing it. It's the kind of show, it's a giant play within a play. So they come up to the audience and they say, "Hi, we are going to do this play for you. Let's see if we succeed." And they encourage you to use your own names and your own theater company so that it really does connect with the audience much more. So it's really great every time.
One of the things that struck me when I saw it, which was about 4 years ago, with three guys doing it, is that it struck me as quite a laddie type production.
It's a very buddy comedy.
It's a buddy comedy. They're messing around. How does that translate to women?
Turns out they can do everything men can do.
No.
No. Shocker.
That side of things isn't nearly as challenging. But I do find actually a lot of the jokes in the original, when it's done with men, when they talk about not wanting to kiss each other or they talk about certain kinds of physicality, we've seen drag jokes a lot before. We've seen this sort of semi-homophobic jokes before when they don't want to kiss each other. Whereas when that same action is done by women, you don't have these weird undertones to it. It's actually just genuinely funny.
So it still works.
It works so wonderfully, yeah.
When are we going to be able to see it?
October 5th through 7th at The Junction.
That's exciting. There's so much happening.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. You know, normally it would get to summer in Dubai, wouldn't it? And we'd find that we'd have no one to talk to about anything because everyone had literally stopped in June and then they were not even thinking about doing anything else till September.
Well, partly because of your encouragement to do something over the summer. We've got weekly play readings going on at the moment. So we are putting them on week by week. We're doing it every Tuesday night, mostly at the Courtyard, some are at Duck Tack. And we've already done One Man, Two Governors. We've done The Garden Party. We've done The Real Inspector Hound. And we've got Breaking the Code and Arcadia coming up. And it's great, great fun. We do it to try to work out what plays we might want to do next season and to do a bit of pre-audition casting, but also just to have a great time doing it because you don't need to prep for it. Mm. You can just throw yourself into it.
Anyone can get involved in this as well, right?
Anyone can come along, yeah. I mean, you don't have a set character from beginning to end. Doesn't matter if we've got fewer people than is required by the play or more, because every sort of 10 pages or so you chop it up.
Yeah. And you'll meet some nice people while you're doing it.
Yeah, great social activity. I mean,
it's a wonderful thing.
Have you seen kind of more appetite for theatre in summer as the years have gone on here?
Well, all through the year, really. I mean, even if there might not be something staged in the summer, there's a lot of background work going on, people meeting up, trying to set up their casts, rehearsing, stuff like that,
Yeah, I think behind the scenes, it's actually one of the busiest times of the year, because even though the last plays of the season have finished, then you have to plan for the next season.
Yeah. Guys, we ran out of time. It's never long enough, is it?
It isn't.
When we start chatting about theatre. Can you come back next time?
Okay.
We would love that. Jonathan, Wesley, Sanjeev, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
See you next time around. Cheers.